another rant of Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. This is the start of the episode again.
Here we are.
We are here.
2 days later.
Definitely a different day.
Man, I can't believe that we just sat around.
I did nothing.
48 hours and just stared at each other.
Yeah.
But anyway, once again, the Against All Oddities guys are back. We have Chris. We have Nate. We got Tim. And then we also have me and Jer.
Yeah.
Who are just going to listen.
No. I doubt it.
So, take it away.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Well, so, I was like, oh, I got to get a good rant. I got to prove myself or something. And then I was like, nah. I was actually listening to the other rants. I was like, they don't want my hoity-toity, like, stories of a world travel. You know, I was trying to be, like, fancy with it. I was like, they want pop culture shenanigans. They want to know that the AAO wizards are just like us. You know what I mean? Like,
I humanize yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm going to take myself off the gilded pedestal that I was born on and live normally and come down. And because I want to talk about TV, because I've been watching TV with my wife, and we went into a big rant last night, and I was wondering, I kind of wish Zach was here. I feel like Zach would have opinions on this, but you guys are just going to have to fake it.
He's too busy saving kids.
Yeah, that's fair. No, that's fair.
I can have an opinion on anything.
Okay, so my thing, I guess the rant is going to be a little bit about Hollywood visualizing complex fantasy novels by just throwing a bunch of half-assed CG at it, and specifically culminating in the His Dark Materials TV show on HBO.
Oh, yeah. I watched that. I watched up to like the first episode of season two, and I'm like,
exact same. I watched the first episode of season two, and I said, nope, I'm done.
Well, so the third season just came out last Friday. I know this is the future.
Did they? They had a lot of faith in it with the zero advertising.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, so first off, who loves those books? I'm going to raise my hands. Those books are fucking solid, solid books.
I need to read them. I'm making my way back through all of the classics.
I mean, they're kids. For those who don't know, they're kids' books from the late 90s, right? The famously made into a horrible 2007 movie called The Golden Compass. But it's like The Golden Compass, The Subtle Knife, and The Amber Spyglass. The thing about these books is they're cool as shit. I read them as an adult, like in my 30s. I read these books because my wife made me. and because they're so good, I was like, they're not going to be good. I'm like real smart and shit. I read smart stuff. I was like in tears. These books like destroyed me. And like when they were coming out, and we saw the first movie that came out with like
Chris, before you go on, are you a sensitive entertainment consumer like I am?
Define sensitive. I am probably.
I get
sensitive.
Really like into if a story is even marginally good, I am 100% in. Disney movie. If there's any parent kid connection, I'm guaranteed to cry at some point in the movie.
No, I suffer from the Carol Brother Robot syndrome. Our wives make fun of us for not having much emotions, but I have them. I just don't know how to express them. I lock it in there, and it comes up in a
choked
bottle
up at the
drink.
Hero scene. You know, like
no, I feel the feelings. I just don't know how to translate that into physical reaction.
See, no, listen, I make up for it on all your parts. I could do with a little less expression. I can do it a little less. My wife now has this thing where if any emotional scenes comes up in a movie, I can feel the wind as she whips her head and stares at me. Yeah. She's waiting for the tear. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm over here eating my pizza, smoking my cigarette. Don't worry about me.
Well, here's the thing we can rant about, which is, I think, kind of funny. And this, if anyone who doesn't know about this show, it doesn't really matter, but it's essentially why I liked it, a Luciferian parable. So it's like retelling of the Adam and Eve story through this like teenage couple that goes on this quest to kill God. They have to kill God. I mean, it's kind of an amazing storyline about like, and by Luciferianism, I just mean kind of like translating instead of the devil being an oppressor, but a liberator. But anyway, I don't know how they're going to turn this into a TV show. And there's no way that it's going to be any good. It's like fucking impossible. So I thought I was going to list some of the things that they have to do with CG somehow. I mean, they already have a story about two teenage people who are slipping between different dimensions using a knife. That's kind of hard to do. But here are some subjects that they have to do in CG somehow this year. They have to have two naked gay angels that are principal characters.
Oh, yeah.
They're awesome characters. They're in every scene. How are they going to do that? Like, they can't do it, right? I don't know how.
If anybody can do it, HBO can do it.
I know.
They were ahead of the curve on this, well, on this.
They kind of fucked themselves over, though, by making it a sort of family show.
It is. Yeah, it's a family show.
No, they're going to have to clearly clarify when those angels introduce themselves. Like, hello, I am 19-year-old naked angel.
I mean, they're in every scene, and they're cool. They fight and stuff. I mean, but, like, how are they going to do that?
You can't introduce angel cock in the 11th hour of the kids show.
They're going to have to, because they did in the book, and it worked.
It's HBO. It's not TV. It's HBO.
A couple other things they have to figure out how to do. Another one is there's these creatures called the Mulefa, and they are elephant-type-shaped animals that have triangular diamond-shaped feet that ride around on giant balls. No joke.
Like testicles?
No, like that's actually nuts from a tree, and they roll around like on wheels. It's like this physically. I couldn't even imagine this thing when I was reading it. There's
These are
no way.
Physical expressions of Mike's thoughts.
It's gonna be awful.
I only read the first book. It must have gotten weirder.
The first book. Well, that's just it. The first book is totally the easiest one to turn into a movie. The second one is when it actually. The first one it's like about kids. It's okay. The second one is when the books actually start getting really good because they become a little older. They have a knife. Badass stuff starts happening. The third one, it's just pure insanity. Like there's
you
like
think they got to the third book and they were like, I should.
I don't think they expected to make it that far because I don't know. They're not going to be able to do that. They the kids cut their way into hell to like free all the things. Again, these kids on TV have to kill God. How are they going to pull that off? It's going to suck.
I feel like Chris Hansen's going to be a major character in season 3. Yeah,
that will make it done.
All the they need to play all the Final Fantasy games. That's the plot of at least half of them.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, Japanese role-playing games, they're all about killing God.
Yeah, exactly.
Teenagers killing God.
Like, you did this to me! You did this to me!
But at least it's like cartoons. I just don't know how they're going to do this in live action. And honestly, the first few seasons were not super great because, you know, they're like, so in this world, they all have their souls are externalized by like animals on their shoulder. Like, ooh, I'm a wolf. I'm a bird. I'm a frog. And they, you know, whatever. They're demons.
I feel bad for the people with like salamanders and shitty animals.
The people that apparently you feel bad with are the dogs because they all tend to work in service-based industries, like hospitality industries. So it's like, ooh, it's sad, but true. Like, as someone who probably would have a dog, Damon, I was like, yes, I probably am very well suited to hospitality industry. But you already know it sucks because the first season, they like really skimp on the animals. Like there's like two. They like really bought in and paid for the 3D models for like two animals. Uh-huh. And they really cut. It's just going to suck. And it
the main character had the one that kept changing and then they had that monkey one, right?
Yeah, that's all they did. Yeah, because you change until you hit puberty and then your like identity gets more set and you're Damon.
Here comes Chris Hansen.
Nice monkey. Let's sit down and talk.
But to make my rant shorter, it's so infuriating because I know there's so many kids that won't read these books now because they saw the TV show and it's like they don't even know how good it is. Like they could have like been they could have lived a more fuller life, but now they're settling for like bullshit HBO shows.
You know who really got fucked over are people who like Wheel of Time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I won't even watch it.
Nate and Tim have read every Wheel of Time there is, but I couldn't.
I got to the sixth book and then I threw it at the wall and refused to ever.
Oh, dude, you have to. Listen, you have to be committed to get past book six.
I couldn't do it. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with Jordan, motherfucker? God, Robert Jordan could suck it. Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure it was book four. Jesus. I was like driving down the highway and like I saw book four that I wasn't quite done with and I just sort of held it out the window and just let it go.
I was like, I'm done. You would talk about a dude that can turn a sentence into a fucking paragraph. Oh God almighty. I'm like,
did you watch the show? Did any of you watch the show? It's so unwatchable.
Yes.
I watched the first couple.
I watched it.
I couldn't do it. I got like.
I like how Ray and Ted red hair.
Yeah, but I'm like, they're changing major plot points of the entire series that don't come into play until like book eight.
I was hoping that I hate Nazis and the stupid book burning, but I was watching Indiana Jones on Sunday, in The Last Crusade. And they had that book burning scene, right? Where Elsa goes back to...
Yeah. Into the lion's den. Pilgrims in the lion's den.
Like that book burning scene, I was imagining those were all Wheel of Time books. That held me, like, get through it.
Yeah.
That's a whole separate... That's not even my rant.
Despite the series being almost an entirely Lord of the Rings ripoff, if you read it.
Oh, yeah, it's a Lord of the Rings fan fiction where he just self-inserted.
It was a Willow ripoff, which is, has anybody seen that show yet?
No, I want to watch it. Is it good? Is it decent?
I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
It's good. Listen, and
Mike,
I knew...
Mike said it's good like he was at a family dinner.
Well, good. Here's the thing.
It's good.
I saw that it had really high critic reviews and really low user reviews, and I was like, okay.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Well, I was like, I'm going to do the test I always do to see if I need to take these user reviews seriously. I scrolled to the first one star and looked for the word woke, and it was there, and I was like, okay, I don't have to listen to
it.
They don't matter.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like, I kind of, like, generally don't care for the user reviews.
That's fair enough, though. They got review bombed, then. You're right. Those aren't legitimate reviews.
Did anybody watch the movie, Willow? It wasn't groundbreaking. I mean,
it was awesome. Good, though.
Mad Mardigan.
Yeah, and then like 15 minutes into the first episode, sorry, minor spoilers, one of the characters turns out to be a lesbian. I was like, that's why it was review-bombed. Okay. Yeah. It was just a bunch of 4chaners who are mad that Disney is woke.
Like, unless Willow stops sorcery. He's born again Willow when he goes around baptizing people.
Born again Willow!
I can make you a wizard, but first you must accept Christ into your heart.
Exactly. He's at an airport. He's just at an airport or whatever they have.
Yeah. The Willow at Airport, season 3.
Do I have a spell from you straight from Jesus?
This is a time long ago, but in 2,000 years.
You know, honestly, the reason why I didn't like Wheel of Time and why I it comes down to lighting, and the Wheel of Time lighting is so bad. Like, I'll watch Willow if the lighting's good. Like, it just looks like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and everyone's clothes are like perfectly cleaned. Like, they would be dirty. It's like a gross time. Why don't
it's
people just
magic different time, Chris?
Ugh, I fucking hate it.
Also, my main problem with Wheel of Time, because I wasn't really that familiar with the story, but I knew that they fucked it up from all my friends who read it. But, God, none of those characters are even slightly interesting. They're all so fucking cardboard.
Yeah.
God.
It is, like, glossed over, like, that whatever, like, the blurry space thing, but on your soul.
Oh, like the zoom clarity
filter that gets rid of but it's on personality too. Like,
yeah, nice. I could use some of that actually.
There's a lot of conversation paradigms in that where I'm just like, what?
Yeah, they try to make the characters interesting by making them randomly act like assholes.
Yeah, like that doesn't make them likeable. Like, oh, they've got
an
edge.
When they're having a conversation, they're like, I don't want to talk about it! And then they walk away. I'm like, that's not an interesting character.
Like, no one would watch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles if they were all Raphaels. Like, come on. Like, I don't need, everyone doesn't need to have Tude.
Chris,
you need a party dude.
You need to go online.
Not just a guy that's cool but rude.
I know, cool but rude, not just Tude.
You need to go on the internet, Chris, and put that review in. They're all Raphael.
They are, though. That's the best review I've ever heard.
There's at least 7 times where I'm like, well, I'm going to quit this quest because I'm not dealing with these people.
No, they're all so angsty.
Yeah, they're like, well, prophecy. And I'm like, okay.
Even the quote-unquote funny one was fucking angsty. I'm like, God.
I don't care for angst. I don't care because they're fighting dragons and stuff. Fucking.
Yeah, they're either angry or on the verge of crying for 8 episodes.
Kind of speaking of that, go ahead and tell you what my rant is going to be next year.
Okay.
You haven't earned a place. They might invite you back.
It's going to be about how CGI Sean Connery welcomes Indiana Jones to his death time wheel as he's falling into the dial of time travel or whatever.
Oh, God. Please don't have that. Don't talk.
So, backstory of why I chose this, because I actually wanted to talk about Indiana Jones, but I could not do it. I have so much fear and, like trauma of what will be this movie. Like, I'm so worried about it.
It's gonna suck. I'll talk about something else that has less stakes.
So that's why I brought up his Dark Materials. But I really want to talk about like the ruination of the Crystal Skull that destroyed my childhood, and then what will surely also suck, which is this next one.
He's gonna die. Indiana Jones is either gonna die or he's gonna fall into a time trap, and the and Sean Connery is gonna be in the distance, like, hello, but he's gonna be you know, CGI and.
Yeah, and his voice is going to be someone doing a terrible fucking impression.
Yeah, they get Jar Jar Binks in there as like a crossover. Like, it's fucked. They're going to ruin
it. Misa missed you, Indy. Oh,
no.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's the worst possible combo.
Or the best. Or the best.
They don't understand what makes these things good. They just don't. They're like, ah, the kids want the aliens and the spaceships and they'll fly down. It's like, stop. What are you doing?
Chris, when you started this rant, I'm like, this could be any one of six shows I've watched recently.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Like, it's more of a rant against Hollywood just being like, not understanding why shit is good and then ruining it. It's like, well, the kids love CG. We'll just throw that in there.
I'll tell you what my favorite CG thing that ever happened was on The Walking Dead, which has great practical effects and makeup. And like they found, like, I don't know, some kid's nephew or some uncle that does CGI for it. Because in one scene that made the show, I remember, like, what the fuck? It was like a deer in the distance, but it was an obvious CGI deer. And then the legs don't move. It just kind of like slides across.
It just like slid off.
But they're having a serious zombie scene.
Like just on roller skates.
That's one of them. Not deer.
Deer on the skateboard.
Did no one like? They were like, look, I'm not paying that guy another fucking penny. The deer stays with them. You didn't pay me to move its legs around. You just said to put a deer in the background. I can't. If I make a move, that's another $10,000.
How many more dollars would it have been to put like bushes in front of
you? Feet are hard. That was like that. Tim shared a text meme with us today that was like, AI, can you draw human hands? And the AI said, can you? Like, no, the feet are hard. Oh, like,
I have a 3 minute, not even. I bet my rant.
All right, I like a 3 minute rant.
And I thought of this rant, which is named Panda Express.
I already know what the rant is. All you had to say was Panda Express. Mike did the rant a couple episodes ago.
I thought about this rant while I was doubled over the toilet last night. shortly after eating the Panda Express.
They don't call it Express for nothing.
Oh, yeah. No, here's the thing. And the problem is, one, if I don't know if it has lobster in it, which I'm pretty sure whatever I ate had lobster in it, because I threw up is so terribly violently, terribly awfully. But here's the thing. If you have like a cafeteria style buffet, when anybody scoops it out onto your serving tray, I want them to eat one piece of it.
You want a poison taster.
Like, I want a poison taster. Because if he's willing to eat one of those orange chicken bites, then I'm willing to eat a bowl of it. You don't have to eat a lot of it. Just want you, yeah, I'll have some of that orange chicken. I want him to, like, take one, look me in the eye and eat it, and then scoop the rest in the bowl.
You nice. Know, you know.
You want to see if there's just a twinge of fear in his face.
Yeah.
And if there's, like, if I see him, look, spit it out. Nope, I don't want the orange chicken.
And you have to scoop, you have to make that person eat it off of your plate. Otherwise, they might have a reserve area.
Yeah, you stir it up, you scoop it in my bowl. I want you to take a clean fork and eat a piece, and then move it on down the line. That's it. And then if I, to add to that, the owner of that fight, because so I also started writing a script of Falling Down 2. In this script, this guy is going to get upset, and he's going to eat some bad Panda Express, and he's gonna come home and throw up, and he's gonna lose it, and he's gonna go and force the manager of that Panda Express or the owner to be
to
be baby birded by one of his employees that eats the same orange chicken off the line.
Nate has an unhealthy obsession with baby birding.
Baby birding. I know,
Nate's been talking about baby birding things. It's if the whole like would you rather thing. Nate's number one is like, would you rather, you know, get shot in the
Oprah? No, he's like, you have to pick who baby
Phil
birds
Collins.
You.
Do you want Bill Collins to baby bird you? Or Oprah? DeVito. Or Ellen? Or Danny DeVito is a good one.
I don't want Ellen to baby bird me. She'd be a real bitch about it.
That's a thing. Oprah's the best. Goes that she would be kind.
Yeah, I trust Oprah the most out of all those three people. Phil Collins, Ellen, and Oprah. I choose Oprah. I don't trust Phil Collins. I feel like there's a lot of caviar in there.
Yeah. So
if Phil Collins is also very, very lightly whispering the lyrics of In the Air Tonight, and he burns me.
Thanks for that image. I think that's a good AI art for you to look up. Phil Collins baby birding.
Phil Collins baby birding food into Oprah's mouth.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Put that into Dolly.
I was going to say, Tim has a Dolly account. He's currently doing it right now.
Oh, I'm trying to get there.
We'll post that image with this episode if that happens.
Yep. Well, I think those are our rants. We stayed under time. We did all right.
We did. We did good. Two solid episodes worth of rants. Well, once again, if you want to contact the Neatcast, at NeatcastPod on Twitter, at NeatcastPod on Instagram, at the Neatcast on Facebook, and at the Neatcast on TikTok. And if you want to talk to the Against All Oddities guys,
AAO Podcast at Twitter. Wait, how do you say it?
At AAO Podcast on Twitter, or email wizard at dwarfyou.com. DORFYOU. Email stands for electronic mail. And if you write it out and send it to us,
it's a pretty new technology.
It's pretty amazing. And we will send us an address and a little word. I'll send you some paranormal charts, some stickers, and maybe something else.
And they're on Instagram.
Your email pen pal forever. Yeah.
You could go to aaopodcast@myspace.com.
Or at
Truth Social.
Yeah. We have a really solid LimeWire account, you know.
They're new on Mastodon.
Yeah. You can aim us at
it's xaaopodcast@42069 on Messenger.
Yeah, on LimeWire, look for aaopodcast.exe. That's
Thank you guys for joining us. This has been a blast.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Send me more stuff to combat Mike haunting. See ya.
Yes, please.
Merry Christmas.